Now it's time to discover one of the most emblematic places in the house, the stained glass room. Here, it is easy for us to imagine the life of the foremost Catalan figures of the late 19th century. As regards the art, it is important to highlight how the neo-Gothic style of the building blends in well with this splendid interior, which offers a well-to-do bourgeois recreation of an imagined medieval world. The imposing fireplace guarded by two knights, the coat of arms that crowns it, the precise carpentry work, the emergence of colour of the stained glass windows, and the way it plays with geometric and spherical shape, which show us a desire to recreate and reinvent the Middle Ages. In short, we remember that we are at the end of the 19th century, approaching an era and a sensitivity that had continuity in many creations of architectural modernism. In one of the nearby rooms, there is a space dedicated to Marian Vayreda, in which we can see his desk. Marian Vayreda, born in 1853 and died 1903, born and raised in a lot, had many talents. He was a remarkable painter, a businessman, and a politician. But we especially remember him for his later status as a writer and for his three works, Records de la Darrera Carlinada in the year 1898, Sang Nova in 1900, and above all, La Puñalada, published posthumously in 1904, and one of the key works of Catalan literature of the turn of the century.